Our next guest on What's on Your Mind is Mary Fanning. Mary is, I would say, the star of the show, along with Mike Lindell, in the documentary Absolute Proof. As I mentioned, we're doing a talk radio expose. I see Facebook, the interviews we put up over the weekend, which is part one of our expose with some of the folks, former FBI counterintelligence head, former top three man at the Air Force, General McInerney, the woman who was a Dominion contractor, and they just hired a contractor to check a box, didn't care what she did, give her no training, but she walked around and saw a whole lot, folks, including voting machines hooking up to the internet. Wait! They said you couldn't do that. Well, she actually saw it happen. And it's a fascinating conversation. Fascinating conversation. Another former elected leader in Michigan who talks about where he was at on election night in the middle of the mess. Pretty amazing stuff, and there's more to come. Big tech is trying to silence us. They actually take down the documentary Absolute Proof and move it around, so we're playing whack-a-mole with that. But the interviews I did this weekend, what did they do again, Leah? They just put up, this is a fact check. They cover up what we put up and say this is false information, right?
Right, yep. So, they haven't quite banned it from our page, but it's got their fact-checked articles on it. It says this is false information over the image. So basically, Facebook's like, don't look at this, but we're not going to take it down.
And by the way, all I did was interview people and ask them questions.
Right.
Now, you can not like my questions, you can not like their answers, but it's just more information. Why they feel a need, I know why they feel a need. They're in the, well, they're nearing the ash heap of history is what they are. So, again, I'm not telling you what to believe. I'm telling you, 89 million people, more than voted for Joe Biden, more than voted for Donald Trump. And by the way, he had 80 and Biden had less, have watched this Absolute Proof documentary. You should too. And we know about it largely because of the work of Mary Fanning, a national security journalist for the American Report. Mary, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Nice to be with you.
Mary has been very instrumental in helping me visit with some of the people in Absolute Proof, and it's been a fascinating exercise. It really has, because 2 hours, you're not able really to do the whole story justice, are you, Mary?
No, we could have put out 3 hours easily, but we brought forward situation experts, those who had been intimately involved, firsthand evidence to tell their story, because the mainstream media has been burying this and the American people have a right to know.
Why do you think they're so afraid of what you've unearthed here? I mean, again, they call you crackpots. They say you're crazy. Same thing they say about Donald Trump, and yet they try to silence you. I don't understand that. Okay, you think Donald Trump is nuts. You think he is crazy? You think he's unhinged and off his meds and, you know, in a straitjacket and a rubber room, yet you want to convict him of something that's nothing other than free speech so he can't run again? That just makes me a little suspicious. Same thing with you and Mike and everybody else. Why? What's going on here?
Well, because they don't want the American people to know the truth. We have a group of people in power who... like the globalist movement. And when we're talking about globalism, we're talking about global communism. Make no mistake. And so if the American people understand that this is not just a fight between Republicans and Democrats, and they understand that, in fact, we had foreign adversaries come in and steal the vote from the American people, well, then the American people are united in who is taking away not just their vote, but their freedom.
The two-hour documentary, Absolute Proof, is something everybody should watch. Decide for themselves. If you have, you know, some skepticism after, do me a favor, text me. I'll get you the answer to your questions. I've done that. I had a very long conversation a week ago with Karl Rove. I can't think of a bigger skeptic and a bit of a swampish kind of guy. I like Karl. He's a friend of mine, but he's been there a long time. He presented some issues. By the way, the one thing that he didn't have, he said, well, there's spikes in elections all the time. That doesn't mean anything. He kind of went through the stuff early in Absolute Proof. He had no pushback at all on the part of the documentary that you're focused on. I've had good friends I've sent this to say, oh, I get through 10 minutes and I shut it off because it's the same old accusations and, you know, there's nothing there. And I go, watch the whole 2 hours, number one. Number two, tell me what you think is an accusation that hasn't been run to ground, and let's dig into that a little bit. Mary, the part that struck me the most from Absolute Proof was the part where you and Mike are walking through a chart of information. Would you describe for our listeners that haven't seen it what's on that chart?
Well, it's a chart, and it shows intrusion into our election. And it shows, at the very first column, we go through documents, and we show that at a certain time stamp up to the second mark, this Internet protocol address tapped into our election. We show the exact unique computer ID from where that hack came from. We then show in 66% of the cases that they were connected to a Chinese company, whether that is Huawei or other companies. We name them all in the documentary. And then we show that where that intrusion goes to, and we show the Internet protocol address of where they hacked, the unique computer ID of the computer that they hacked into, from which county in the United States, again, at that same timestamp, second mark. Then we show, was the hack successful? Was it successful the second time or just the first time? And then we show what the flip of the vote was. And so is, you know, there's 1,000 pages of these documents, not just one. And so in the first one, say, you know, 3,400 votes, and then in some cases 42,000 votes. But it shows all these votes being stolen from Donald Trump. And it does that with proof positive of exactly who, at what time, from which computer, from which Internet protocol address to which computer, which Internet protocol address, how they hacked into the election, and was it using falsified IDs, falsified administrators on a system, or was it that they were breaking through a firewall?
And by the way, I want to just tell folks, what you're talking about there, 60% of those intrusions came from China, correct?
That's correct. And so what we go through and show, so it's not just China, but for over 60%, it is China. And if those who are familiar with the book Unrestricted Warfare, well, they're simply following the plan that they laid out and told us that they were going to come using a bioweapon, which is COVID, you know, close down our economy. If you understand communism, in a communist society, there is no middle class. You either have the oligarchs or the rest of the people. And so what China was doing was not just, you know, it's multifold. They're not just closing down the economy in the United States. They weren't just destroying. Remember, our GDP was over 83% run from the small business owner. So understand that the amount of people that run the engine of our economy are from the small business owner who was shut down and in many cases put out of business and will never come back again. Then you have the big box stores or things like Amazon. Remember Amazon, their bottom line has grown by more than double during the COVID lockdown. And at the same time, remember, those small business owners are permanently put out of business.
And that's a very good point.
And
hold that thought, if you would, Mary. We're going to go to a break. We come back. I want to know how we know what we know based on that information. What makes that chart credible? But I also appreciate you connecting the dots, because as my mom said many, many times as I was growing up, coincidences don't exist. This isn't just stuff that just happens to be kind of coming together. There is a purpose behind this. Stay tuned. More of What's On Your Mind after this. We're talking to Mary Fanning from Absolute Proof. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Give a question for our guest, Mary Fanning. Love to hear from you. 855-200-1776. Thanks to the folks at the Bee of the Buffalo Hotline. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Or me at 701-367-2054. Fire away on your questions on Absolute Proof with Mary Fanning. Mary, a national security journalist for the American Report and a very key resource in the documentary Absolute Proof. Michael Lindell and I spoke over the weekend. Mike is consumed with getting the information from Absolute Proof that has come out into a courtroom and attached to a court cases that are still making their way through the courts. So, Mary, let's back up. First of all, you gave us some bombshell information based on this report that is in the documentary. I've seen enough movies to know you can make anything look like a really big deal in a movie. And when I look at a chart that says, you know, here's the time, here's the intrusion, did they get through or not, here's how many votes changed as a result, I think, well, this is crazy. Literally crazy. How do we know what we know? Who is responsible for getting this information to you?
This is cybersecurity experts who worked in the cybersecurity battle space protecting this country, who beginning on November 1st began collecting the information and watching the intrusion and documenting it into our election. And so as you watch, as we go over the charts and we show, you know, how they did this, the timestamps, internet protocol addresses, the votes flipped, we also then show a video, and you can watch in real time, and there's many more hours of that video showing the information that correlates to the chart, and you'll see the actual theft, you'll see the packets going back and forth with the votes stolen and votes flipped. And so what you're looking at is the actual evidence of stolen votes via foreign adversaries. Now, this is unheard of. This is the idea that foreign adversaries are deciding who is in the White House of this country is not tenable to the American people. The sacred right to vote was paid for in blood and treasure for the American people. This is what our country is about. If we have foreign adversaries deciding our vote, then the American people no longer have any freedom to direct their own nation, and our adversaries, yeah. And that's breathtaking, adversaries are deciding who is directing this nation.
Not only is it breathtaking, it is also, I hope, the impetus for a newfound unity in this country. And Mike Lindell has talked about that a lot. I mean, if you can't, as a Biden supporter, as a liberal Democrat, say very clearly, foreign adversaries influencing our election is really bad, then you are a card-carrying member of the Communist Party. I'm sorry. There's no other way. Now you can say, I don't believe it. Well, that's why you need to dig into this, and you need to watch, and you need to follow. These cyber experts that beginning on November 1st saw this, are they willing to testify? Are they willing to come forward? I know that General McInerney and I spent a little time on this today. He talked about four individuals that are the real patriots that have come forward with this. And by the way, they didn't come forward immediately. This took some time to gather this information, which is one of the reasons we didn't know more of this sooner. But walk me through where that conversation is at, Mary.
Well, and that information, gathering it, is multifaceted. It's not like you just gather it and can show it. All that has to be collected and then put in a presentation that people can understand. And that is what they have done. So these, yes, are cybersecurity experts who have worked for this government and collected this information, not just this information, but this is what they do and have done with their long careers to protect this nation. Remember, what we're looking at is hybrid warfare. What we know about China is that China has largely benefited from this country via stealing things from the country, whether it's, you know, all different kinds of technology or actually, if you listen to some of the, particularly Colonel Waldron, you know that he is talking about the influence that China, there's 330,000 what he believes are spies, and the Confucius Institutes in these countries, people don't come here into our universities. You've noticed in the press exposing the people who are in labs, who are stealing intel from our labs, who are working for China, never working for the United States. We're also seeing over a period of time where those who work in the field of outsourcing and offshoring, we're putting manufacturing and really stealing our businesses and putting them offshore. But you also had to look at the corporate structure. Why was that taking place? Why was that happening? Well, when you're putting a 35% income tax, the tax on the corporate world, well, they were forced to be putting things outside the continental United States for cheap labor. But when China was simply stealing everything, then it became very concerning, because while you're having some success economically, you're leaving the American people who built this behind. And so that's the concern.
That's the concern, how many have embraced China. Exactly. Colonel Waldron, by the way, will be one of our guests in the talk radio expose we're doing. You can hear these interviews on our website, social media. You'll find them there. Because you just don't have enough time on the air, and we have other things that we're doing on the air. It is a busy time in the state and the region, but nothing in my view is more important for the future of this country than taking the time to get this information. Texter says, how many days, weeks, or months do we have to listen about the election not being over?
Well,
nothing's going to change. Move on. If you believe it was stolen, you got to be Mike Lindell. But if you don't do anything, I've seen changing any one mind. Going to have to find another show to listen to until you get off this subject. I read that verbatim. It's a little hard to follow. But I think what they're saying is, look, if it was stolen, you're going to have to prove that, and you're not going to change anyone's mind in the meantime. This information that you're talking about today, Mary, will do just that, correct?
Not only that, look at what Joe Biden, is doing right now with his executive orders. He is redistributing the United States. He's gone back into NAFTA. He is destroying the American people's jobs, livelihood, futures. This is so important that the American people understand it and understand something. In the first 2 days, we had, we know about 70 million people viewed this. Another 21 million across 42 nations downloaded this information. They understand, and in fact, you're seeing other nations, Australia, very concerned. What happened with their election? This is not the outcome they expected. Well, when you understand that there were tools, foreign surveillance tools, that this government used in the cybersecurity battle space, and known as Hammer and Scorecard. And Scorecard was an application that works off of Hammer, the super surveillance, the foreign super surveillance system that had been illegally commandeered by Brennan and Clapper. And when you understand that they had a system in our government that is now showing up in China and has the ability to steal the vote, that's very, very concerning.
Yeah, no, I mean, go to what? Tell me more about where folks can find out more about this before we let you go, Mary.
Well, go to the American Report. But keep in mind what Colonel Waldron said. If it had not been for domestic traitors working with foreign adversaries, this could not have happened.
A lot here. We're going to have a full hour-long conversation with Mary that will be up on the website later today. Stay tuned, folks.